The Stock and Commodity Report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Grainfield Marketing can be reached by calling 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com. It's 9:49 on Morning Edition, and time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 4:35, down 4 on the open. May, 4:38, down 2.5. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 367.5, down 2.75 on the open. May, 381.5, up a half. July, 391.5, down 2. September, 399.5, down 4. December, 412, down 4.5. March, 421, down 4 on the open. March corn opened at 228, unchanged on the open. May, 238, down 3/4. July, 247, down 1/4. September, 252.5, down 1.75. December, 262.5, down 1.75. The red line March, 268, down 2.25 on the open. March oats open at 181, down 1 on the open. May, 184.25, down 2. March beans open at 575, down 5.25 on the open. May, 589, down 5. July, 598, down 6.75. November, 611, down 7.25. January, 620.5, down 4 on the open. March soybean meal open at 173, down 120 on the open. May, 175, down 110. March soybean oil open at 2360, up 1 on the open. May, 2408, up 11. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 107.15, up 27.5 on the open. April, 107.95, up 62.5. May, 108.15, up 42.5. April live cattle opened at 87.40, up 12.5 on the open. June, 82.70, up 7.5. April lean hogs opened at 62.05, up 57.5 on the open. May, 67.85, up 20. June, 70.20, up 25. July, 68.40, up 7.5 on the open. And February bell open at 88.85, unchanged on the open. Our all-day agricultural outlook meeting is less than 1 week away. It's set for March 7th. Registration at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana begins at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 7:30 if you're here in the Central Time Zone. We recommend you come early, get registered, and grab a cup of coffee and a cinnamon roll. The only charge is for the noon lunch, if you wish, $8.50 for the Beef House. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is one of the presenters at the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. He'll be talking about corn. That's Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Can't believe we're a whole year later. The time just passes and flies on by from one meeting to the next.
Yes, it does.
Well, we have a softer tone in these markets today. What are the features leading us to the downside?
Well, we're starting to get reports that China is buying soybeans out of Argentina at maybe 30 to 35 cents less than U.S. origin soybeans. Demand in the world is somewhat of a problem, and of course, we all know that the commodity funds have also been very aggressive since the first of the year on buying corn, soybeans, and wheat into the marketplace. Also, they've been very aggressive in the commodity funds in general. The marketplace, though, we still see prominent meteorologists like Drew Lerner still saying that the weatherman's going to be stingy on rainfall in the corn and wheat area, but there is a couple of shots of rain, maybe three shots of rain in the wheat country over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. March is a critical time frame as far as catching up, so to speak, in that wheat-producing area. So the market's focusing on demand, competitive pricing, and some lower prices overnight and this morning. So profit-taking is the name of the game at the Chicago Board of Trade this early a.m.
Let's look at particulars. In the beans, do you like ideas that we might have at least one more little pop up before down in South America they really begin hedging those beans heavily?
Well, you know, a couple things. We know that the world carryover is quite large. There seems to be adequate supplies of beans in the world on the horizon. My general impression is that the trend is officially down in soybeans, and we think that that will continue. It seems like there is this always readjusting prices as far as is concerned with acreage. Our general opinion is early in the wintertime that those acreage are pretty well nailed down. The real change would be spring weather, and right now we're even seeing people work in the field and also put anhydrous on this early a.m. So I don't really think we're going to see major changes. The trend is down, and we think a person should follow that trend.
In corn, the trend, you have said, is up, but is it beginning to turn sideways?
Well, you know, it's as long as it stays above 218, we think that on the March contract, the trend is still up. We do notice some concerns about being too short, too much corn at this early a date from people. We even think that this 259 to 260 area is basically pretty strong support in the December corn contract. We notice that, you know, since China did stop exporting corn into the world market, Keith Collins basically saying this 500 million increase in demand by ethanol production and dry weather, you know, all add up to this support in here in the 59 to 60, and is brought out. It might be weak support, but it seems like the market has held there the last few times.
Are you feeling as though we're going to have to see December lead the way up to that 269 in order for May to fill that 243.5 gap?
Well, I honestly feel that it's going to be a situation to really push corn above the 265 level basis of December is going to be weather-related, Dave, and we'll know that answer by probably close to April 1st to April 10th, just how much moisture we get recharged in the western wheat areas and the growing areas in the west. South America does look like they're coming along with a pretty good crop. Australia looks like they're coming along with a pretty good crop of wheat. There's plenty of competition out there. It just needs to be Manwar part of the equation, which means more dry weather on the horizon that would make that happen.
What are the features over at the Merck today?
Well, the Mercantile Exchange is looking at a situation where we do see a rally in hogs, but it seems like all the major commodity is over at the Chicago Mercantile is suffering from profitability as far as profits are concerned by the major processors of pork and beef and chicken. I noticed in the Wall Street Journal that those companies are having some tough times as far as making enough money, so to speak. So there's plenty of good quality beef, pork, and chicken in the stores. And, whether high-priced energy has been one of the culprits or not, or just I think one factor here is there is such a large supply of those commodities on the market shelves.
See you at the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting next Tuesday.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Agricultural programming on AM 580 is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate operating machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers. Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, 434 and three quarters, down 4.25. March wheat at the Board of Trade, 364, down 6.25. May, 378, down 3. March corn, 225.25, down 2.75. May, 236, down 2.75. July, 245.25, down 3. December, 261.25, down 3. March beans, 574 and three quarters, down 5.5. May, 588 and three quarters, down 5.25. July, $6, down 4.75. November, 612 and a half, down down 5.75. March soybean meal at 172.80, down 140. March soybean oil, 23.36, down 23. Over at the Merck, March feeders, 106.95, up 7.5. April lean hogs, 62.72.5, up 125. The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at AM 580. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606. A quick look at outside markets for you. April crude oil at $62.25 is up 84 cents. The CRB is up $2.15 at $326.51. The U.S. dollar 8 cents softer than yesterday at $90.05. Silver contract is up 2 cents in the March contract and 2 cents also in the April. Gold for the March contract, up 9 cents. In April, it's up $1.50. And as the Goldman Sachs is at 418.93, up 307. The Dow Jones, 11,031, up 38.42. And the S&P 500, 1285, up almost 4.5 points. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu.